podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up. Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wider Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wider Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the basement bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, me too, man. This is we're starting to step our game up when we get fancy people in here.
Oh, did you push this up?
Yeah, I know. Okay, it's gone for fucking ever. It's lost into the ether.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But you know, it's not lost into the ether. The Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. Welcome back, everybody. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. I am so excited. Roger is gone, unfortunately. He's out in Colorado having fun without us. But in his place is a very old, dear friend. Not that you're old, that our relationship is old.
Oh, I'm old.
Very dear to my heart, Dr. Tim Hendrickson. How the hell are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here.
You don't understand how excited Eddie was to
Holy
have you
fuck.
Here. He was like, I cannot wait. And then you got pushed back a week, and he was like, damn it, but it's okay. He's still coming.
Yeah, well, and then, yeah, Roger's like, well, we're going to be fucking gone. And I was like, oh, because that would have been great. The back and forth, like, it could have just been a show between you two, just talking shit. It would have been great. Seriously. Holy hell. Man.
I am excited.
Yeah.
I do have... Well, since you're a big music guy, we usually start off a segment with one or two waves, but for you, we have to start out with what you've been listening to. I got to know what's been in your ear recently.
Well, that's a great question. Mostly what I've been listening to are very rare recordings of Russian chant and Russian Greek Orthodox music.
That's the most pretentious thing I've ever heard.
Isn't it? Isn't it though? Well, I'm a fucking pretentious guy. You don't get a PhD without being fucking
That's right.
I know. I remember that too, because he used to be Mr. H, and then, by God, we would have got a SWAT if we started saying Mr. H. He was like, I'm doctor. I worked for it. You will address me as such.
That's fair, though. I don't blame you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. When you go to a school that long and go through the gauntlet of everything,
well, and you deserve that. You know, $80,000 for, yeah. So, but yeah, that's the reason I've been listening to it is my wife has started a master's degree program where she is getting a master's degree in liturgical studies, and she has been researching ancient church history. And without getting into too much detail, there was a period of time where the Russian church was separate from the rest of the world as far as there were two popes. There was an Eastern pope and there was a Western pope. And so they had their own way of doing things. And so it was fascinating to listen to some of this chant music, which had been lost for ages. And then after the reunification of Germany and so forth, resurfaced. And so one of a dozen conductors in Berlin started putting it together and recording it with all men's voices. And he went to Russia and found a monastery where they had were still practicing this music. And so making recordings of it. And so I fell in love with it. So lately I've been listening to it because another colleague of mine said, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. And sent me an MP3. And I fell in love. So I had to get more and more and more. And it is. It's pretty fascinating to hear stuff like
that.
I'm
sure they're gorgeous. Yeah. I'm sure the sound.
They are because some of these old guys still do the throat singing where they do the harmonics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's impressive to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. But, yep. Yeah, there's that. And then I've been listening to because of my music appreciation course that I teach, I've been trying to educate students that don't just listen to one recording of something, listen to multiple recordings, because you never know, you know, the different versions and the different interpretations.
Yeah.
It's not like pop music, because in pop music, you have one artist and they're going to be fairly consistent with how they record. But if you listen to a symphony, for example, like, let's say, you know, we'll just pick a pretty vanilla, but let's take a Mozart symphony. You listen to five different orchestras performing it. It's pretty fascinating, the subtle differences that you hear. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
Go ahead.
There's something that's kind of tied into that, but my buddy was showing me this band called High Lung, and they're a bunch of men and women. The lead is a woman, and they do like old Norse songs, and it's very, very gorgeous. So High Lung, I recommend you listen to that if you haven't already.
Yeah, I have never heard of it, so that's great.
Yeah, I'll have Eddie send you the songs that I think are just absolutely gorgeous. A lot of them are
That's a band?
Yeah.
I figured that was a new brand of your product, High Lung.
No.
He works down at High Life at the weed dispensary in Chesaning there. Yeah,
okay.
I smell like pot, but I'm not high.
Manufacturer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the biggest manufacturer in Michigan, actually.
Yeah.
My daughter, my oldest, works for Loom.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tell her to start buying from us. Those fuckers stop buying from us. So.
Oh, yeah,
no,
I'm
terrible. They make their own brands, so they sell their stuff now. But, yeah, that's really cool. Loom, the Cadillac of weed is what they call it. Yeah.
I will have to tell her that.
Yeah.
I will have to say that to her. Because she's always educating me on the properties of weed and how, you know, the medicinal properties and the health properties. And I have a heart condition, so I can't smoke
indulge
anymore.
Yep.
So, which sadly, because Eddie can tell you, I used to indulge quite a bit.
Yeah.
But she's been trying to talk me into doing edibles.
Yeah.
Because they're not as harmful. And I said, you don't seem to understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the delivery mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could die.
Yeah. Right. No, it is really cool, but it's funny. Looms are like a jewelry store when you walk in. You can't like see anything. They're just all in glass cases.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to tell her. Wow, I didn't realize you were working for Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, you walk in and you're like, can I smell that? And they're like, no. No, you can enjoy the view. It looks pretty in there.
Well, because she is a specialist. She actually works with clients. She calls them clients.
Yeah.
And they call her up and they tell her what their ailments are, and she prescribes a blend of different weeds for them.
That is very cool.
Which that's I think that's fascinating.
Oh,
she's
taking
classes, and she's got a certificate.
Yeah. So she is very, very well educated.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a
weed certificate. Yeah. That's sweet.
She's going to be Dr. Weed now.
Yeah.
Dr. Bud.
Dr. Bud.
Yeah. Speaking of doctors, I'm terrible at introductions. So Dr. Tim Hendrickson is the director of choral activities at Delta College. And it's been a couple of years since I've seen you. Have you added any more letters or new things or, you know, accoutrement to your titles?
PhD plus.
Yeah. Yeah. PhD plus. Are you paying for the subscription service?
Yeah,
PhD plus.
I am. I will be playing for the rest of my life. As far as courses go, the only courses I've been taking in addition to are, you know, just for my own enjoyment, nothing substantial that pertains to my my massive ego or my my, you know, skyrocketing intellect. But it's just nothing really. The cool stuff that has been going on though has been the podcast that I do for Delta, and then the different people that I've been having the opportunity to get to work with. Just different experiences with music that they're not really what you would associate with me necessarily. It's not choral music.
Okay.
It's just been, you know, like, I don't know if you know who Eric Ryden is.
No.
A local guitarist, fantastic blues guitarist. And I knew him like you, I knew him, you know, 1,000 years ago. And we became friends, and so now occasionally I'm invited to come and play with his band and make out, you know, recordings with them. Distorted Waltz, I don't know if you remember. If he's listening, he's going to kill me for forgetting his name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, the drummer.
Yeah.
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 Well, the drummer and the lead guitarist, because the lead guitarist actually played for me and Mike Jarema.
Yeah, Mike Jarema. Yeah, okay. Is that so? Is that not who you're talking about?
No, Mike Jarema was not their drummer. I mean, he might have sat in.
I have
in,
no idea.
But anyway, I got to play on their one of their albums, and then I'm getting to the opportunity to record an album with Eric, and then at the same time, there's a string quartet made up of people from the Atlanta Chamber Symphony that have invited me to come and play with them. So
heck,
I'm getting
yeah.
to do some stuff that's non-choral, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah,
so,
heck yeah.
That is very fun.
That's neat. And then you said you picked up jazz studies and rock and roll history and stuff?
I did.
That's cool.
I did. Most of it is online. So it's, you know, I don't have to know anything. I just hit a button and
I really
play
love
a video
course.
And let the children
I
fall asleep.
I took jazz history in Delta Online and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
They told us to go at our own pace. We could go as fast or as slow as we want. And I whipped through that in just a couple of weeks. Oh, I loved it so much. I loved it. I had a good relationship with the teacher and I cannot remember.
Mike Johnston?
I cannot remember the name.
Brad Droesch?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was phenomenal. He thought I was doing great. And I would ask him like questions outside of the lessons. It was really cool. Because I've always loved jazz music, but taking jazz history really starts you from the beginning and learns how jazz became jazz. So it takes you through all the how it started and everything like that, and then you get into Wynn Marsalis. And hey, you stop it, okay? But it was fun. I enjoyed it while it lasted, and then I was like, I got an A. All right, on to the next.
And speaking of drummers, this guy's the best drummer I know.
Oh,
this
stop
dude
it.
Is phenomenal.
Stop Sweet. It, thank
seriously.
You. Seriously. Thank you,
Yeah, seriously.
Yep, I play.
They got a show Friday. They got a show Friday coming up.
Yeah.
At the, I still don't know the name of it, the Old LeBrenz.
Yep, the Old LeBrenz, the boxing gym right down here. We're actually playing in the boxing ring. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And we just played a gig
on
Saturday.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, and then we just played a gig on Saturday up at Rifle River, right on the river.
Yeah, okay.
So it was the band. Then it was a whole gaggle of hooligans, and then it was the Rifle River right behind them.
A
it was
gaggle of hooligans.
Yep,
I like that.
Yeah. So it's just a whole bunch of people that were having
a
blast.
A huddle of hooligans?
Yeah, something like that. No, it was a great time, though,
really. A murder of hooligans.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, a crow, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, doctor.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I mean, they're out in the middle of nowhere. You never know.
Yeah. You said you might have something.
What?
You said you might have something.
Oh, yeah. I got a present for Dr. H here. I know we tried to do the video, and it was just messing up on us, so we're one and done. We're one-hit wonders. We're Wonderwall. Anyway.
We'll figure it out at some point.
Yeah, but I have this special present to that my cousin built for me, and it's really neat, and he kind of made it like Saw, like you have to have a key and everything to get into it. So give me a second here. I'll take pictures. I'll put it up on the website.
I'm intrigued.
Me too. He almost broke the bar with it. Good luck getting that.
Let me see if I can describe what has been put before me. This is a cage that has been made what looks to be out of rebar and welded with steel plates on the top and on the bottom. And inside it is a bottle of Woodford Reserve, which is my bourbon of choice. Wow. That is amazing. Oh, my God. The double oaked. Yes. Yes. I'm gonna.
So
have
we're gonna
to.
Sample.
Yeah, we're gonna
cups
have to.
Or
absolutely.
You want fancy?
No, I want. Yeah, I want the fancy snowflake cups, please. Dr. H was making fun of our snowflake cups.
I did not.
We break them out every Christmas.
I did not make fun of the snowflake cups.
Oh, and I'll get the good one. Dun it, dun, 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 dun.
Oh, and he also made
Irish cream one.
He made this guy too with it. This little
look at
welded
that.
Man. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen. Prost.
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 Mm. Oh, das ist gut.
Oh, that is so
smooth.
Das ist
gut. Oh, wow. we have a few listeners in Germany that are pretty consistent, and Belgium, shout out to Belgium. But
So all mein Freunden aus Deutschland, hallo.
Hallo. Willkommen, meine Freund.
Prost.
I only know a little bit. Yeah, but Dr. H is fluent in German. So.
Really? Are you really? Holy smokes.
Ich sprach ein bisschen,
Wow.
Und Bekistan Schnitzel.
What can't you do? Well, I know that...
Wir groß ist dem Lehm nächstens dem Penis.
Oh, my God.
That's all I know.
They have an inside joke, and I have no idea. All I heard was penis in somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what you heard.
Yeah, probably lick the smallest part of my penis or something like that. I don't know.
How big is Liam Neeson's cock?
Oh, huge. The biggest in Hollywood.
It is.
Yep.
Of course, the German word for penis is Schwanz.
Oh, Schwanz. Oh, you fucked up. You can't just say penis in a German accent.
Schwanzstucke would be
we're learning
penis dick.
Yeah.
Or penis stick. So that would be kind of, that's what Terry Garr says in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucke.
Yeah. I love that movie. It's so good.
It goes without saying.
What hump?
Frau Blücke.
So I'm learning.
What was the? Oh, the only thing. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just to go. Once in a while, I'll shout
once
out.
Once in a while,
I'll shout out. Immer weiter und weiter, schießt golden Astral, and it's lyrics from a song we sang like 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
For some reason, it's just fun to yell. I don't even know what it means. Something
forever
white.
And ever.
Oh,
goldenness. You should know goldenness. Gold.
Golden shower.
Gold.
Golden Astral. I don't know what you had us singing, man. That's his inside joke. We just get on stage. Nobody knows what the fuck's
going
on.
You know what? That's exactly what it means. I say you stay right with that. And then when you look up the word shower.
Yeah.
For in German.
Yeah.
Dusche.
Oh, nice.
That makes sense.
Golden Dusche. That's fun. I like it.
Oh, I like that. No, I'm learning a little bit, or more and more as you talk. Eddie knows a lot about you, but let the fans know. Who are you? What do you
do?
Who
am I?
What is the ballad of Dr. Hendrickson?
Yes. What is the ballad?
Well, aside from being a professor of music at Delta College, I am sort of retired from church music. I was a church musician for many, many years in the Diocese of Saginaw. And before that, other churches and other denominations. And I played for several bands around this area and several bands in other states. And everything from a wide variety, from country to classic rock, essentially, as well as jazz and blues. I was in Nashville for a while and played for some pretty big names. And then... when I got to the point to where I was convinced that I was not going to become a star, I decided to go to my first love, which has always been actually choral music, and decided to pursue a degree. And once I got started with that, couldn't stop, went all the way up to the doctorate and started teaching at the collegiate level. And I've been at Delta now for, God,
16 years?
Something like that.
17? Wow.
Yeah. Wait,
wow,
17. Wow. Yeah, 17. Yeah.
Where did you
Were you 06 or 07?
06.
06, so wow. 18 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did you get your doctorate from?
University of Kentucky.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I wow. started.
What are they, Wildcats?
Yeah.
Wild?
They are. Yep.
Hey!
The Wildcats, yeah.
I knew a sports thing.
Yeah, yeah. Good basketball team over there.
Very good basketball team.
Wow. That's fun. When did you graduate from there?
2011 was when I...
Wow, wasn't that long ago? Dang.
Nope. I actually started... This is kind of a funny, sad story. So when you go for a PhD or any type of doctorate, you have to write a dissertation. Mm-hmm. And actually... today, it's a lot easier because they have a lot of non-dissertation programs and people get their doctorate and they don't have to, they still have to write a paper, but it's nothing on the order of what we used to have to
right,
do.
Right.
Anyway, I wrote, worked on a paper for 3-4 years.
Wow.
And it was, ended up being a 380-page document. And so.
It was cool though. It was like kinetic singing, wasn't it? Or the dialect, the different. What was it?
It was a collection of tools for good vowel production and choral singing. And
it
involved kinesthetic and other ways.
Kinesthetic, not kinetic. Right. Yeah.
But so I wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote and kept bouncing back and forth between the members of my doctoral committee, and finally they're all, you know, you're ready to defend. And so when you write a paper like that, you have to go before your doctoral committee and you have to defend it, and they will like shoot questions at you, and mm-hmm. you got to know your shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all the way up to the final stage the day before I'm supposed to defend my dissertation, and I get a phone call from my major professor saying, we're going to have to put the kibosh on your defense, because the one outside guy who's on, they always have a person that's not part of the music department or not mm-hmm. part of your department that you're going for your degree in anyway. He did not like one sentence in one of the chapters of my dissertation.
Of your 380
yes.
pages. And he goes, he reads the three words of the sentence and goes, nope.
Yeah. Well, he said, he told the head of my committee, he said, if you go for this, I will stop it, and he will have to start all over again. So.
Oh my.
Yeah. So, that was really devastating. So I
That's
completely
crazy.
Shut down, because I thought I've worked so hard, you know.
Yeah.
And it took me another 4 years, because I had a limit. You have to do it in 7 years.
Yep, yep.
What year was that happened?
2006.
Oh, it was. So right before we met.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we met in 07.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You were my age, the same age when I met you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
That's
fun.
Well, you might have been part of the dissertation, the final dissertation.
Oh, shit. He wrote about me.
Well,
that's probably why they failed it.
I don't know if you remember, but I used to, I took some video and recordings of you guys.
I drank
choirs.
A lot. I don't. But yeah, yeah, yes.
Anyway, I finally ended up defending with flying colors and
nice.
Everything worked.
Good.
So. Awesome.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we had a great. Wait, we had a great choir back then.
Great choir. We went to New York and everything.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Honestly, the stories that he tells me, I mean, that is just a blast.
Like 90% of my greatest memories are with Dr.
Yeah,
H,
right.
Honestly. I would not have led such a fantastic life had he not entered mine.
Right.
Like that was,
that's very sweet of you.
Seriously, yeah.
It is. He does talk about you quite a bit. And there's one thing that sticks out, and I don't know if I have a foggy memory, because as Eddie, I do drink a lot as well, but... Did he tell me that you played Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors at one point in time? Because
I
hear it through the voice. I was like, I bet he'd be a great Tui, man.
I've actually played it twice.
Really?
Nice.
Two different productions in two different states, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Old Deuteronomy and a bunch of cool shit. But your early career is quite fascinating. You, no, seriously.
I don't remember much about my early career. But
I know, yeah. I do. So it's, he would tell me stories and, wait, before we get into that, I'm getting a phone call here. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
From our other host?
Maybe, yeah. I got to hang up on him. He's going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because he had asked me, he's like, when is Beer of the Week? And I was like, just started.
Just start. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I told him I was going to text him. And I need to, what the fuck's his number? 989. What is happening?
But the reason I do say,
Welcome
or if you up. Asked about our Tui is because I was in Little Chapel Horrors, a production.
Oh, really?
And I was I played Mr. Mushnick.
Did you?
Yeah,
awesome.
I loved the role. Yeah, it was great. I was great.
Hello, sir. I was trying to
That was great.
I was trying to get you through the computer, but it doesn't like you.
Oh, well. It's story of my life. Nobody likes me.
Well, hey, so I hear this is our famed Roger Smeagol here. He's live on location out in Colorado.
That's right. This is your roving reporter, Roger, live.
How's the weather over there?
Live on location in the mountains of Dillon, Colorado.
And where?
Coming to you from the Dam Brewery in Dillon, Colorado.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Nice.
Here with Donna and our great friends, Rob and Pam. Thought we'd call in and give us a beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Give me a hell yeah.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week. So what we have here, it's called Sweet George's Brown. It is a 5.4 ABV.
Okay.
They don't list the IBUs.
Okay.
It is a creamy English style brewed with a variety of brown and caramel malts. lightly hopped, and finished with a hint of chocolate.
Ooh, nice. Fancy.
Sounds good.
So it's a darker beer, so we got her poured. So Rob and I are going to try it.
Okay, give us your rating. Fingers.
Grab that. Ready? Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah,
I like it.
Oh, do you really?
I like
wow.
It.
That's rare.
Very smooth.
That's rare.
Very smooth. Got a hint of, not overbearing, but a hint of chocolate flavoring at the end. Beautiful. Very, very good. I'll see what Rob thinks here.
Yeah, I'm not particularly a chocolate lover, but it's just, the chocolate just comes in at the end and gives just a really slight hint of chocolate and very smooth. I'm very much a dark beer lover, and this was I would definitely order this again.
Heck yeah. Where was that from again?
The Dam Brewery in Dillon, Colorado.
Heck yeah, Dam Brewery.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Very, very nice place. People here are awesome. Big shout out to Caitlin, the bartender, and Chris, our server. They've been awesome.
Nice.
And I'll tell you, you know how I am on the IPAs, but I'm going to give this one a 4.9.
Damn. Shit.
That's
the highest rating.
Rating
from Rod.
Yeah. Nice.
It is. It's so good. I think I'm, because they provided a couple samplers for us free of charge. So big shout out to Caitlin for that.
Oh, heck so yeah. Thank you so much.
I think I will be buying a full one.
Nice.
Nice.
Gotta love when a beer makes you buy more beer.
I don't know if it's the mountains or what, but it tastes damn good.
Probably.
The damn brewery.
Yep.
The damn brewery.
The damn brewery. All right. Well, thank you so much, Raj.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. We miss you having you here. We've got Dr. Tim Hendrickson with us.
How you doing, Dr. H?
I'm doing well, thank you. How do you like Dillon, Colorado?
Love it. Sun shining. Nice out there.
Are you going
looking to... Looking at the mountains with the snow on the peaks.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you going to visit
he can't hear.
He can't hear me?
He can't. Oh, yeah. He can't hear you. I don't have
it closer. Right. Put it closer.
He's just talking.
He said he can hear him? Yeah. Put it closer.
Yeah, I can hear him. I don't know if he can hear me.
Are you going to visit the dam while you're out there?
We're right under it.
I thought you might be.
Yeah, that's funny. That's cool.
Awesome.
Damn, this town is nice. Nice damn town.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, thanks for calling in so much. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your trip.
Well, thank you so much. We're having a great time.
All right. Well, be safe.
Good. Yeah, be safe. Tell Donna and Pam we said hello.
Yep.
They're waving.
Okay. All right, guys. All right. Love, bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great night.
Bye.
I can't remember where we were.
Dang.
But I was hoping you remembered.
I don't remember shit.
Oh no!
I don't know shit about.
Talk about.
Damn it, Marty!
You were going to talk about early Dr. H's life.
Oh yeah. Well, I want him to talk about it, but I remember we had known each other for a few years and over a couple beers. He's like, did you know I used to model?
Oh yeah.
And I was like, no shit. He's like, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
It's amazing the things that come out when you're lit. yes, in my youth, I was 17 and a bunch of...
Oh, you stood outside of a Hollister, didn't you?
They gave him a keytar. He didn't have any clothes on. The keytar just precariously placed in front of his...
Here, try this cologne.
Member, yeah. No,
that was me. That was me.
Stop it. 17 years old.
Yeah, I was 17, and a group of us were at the Fairlane Town Center in Dearborn, Michigan. And
nice.
A guy from Lord & Taylor, which was at that point a very posh men's clothing store, and... Saks Fifth Avenue, came up to us and asked if any of us would be interested in modeling and that we could make $500, which was...
Yeah.
This was
pretty
19...
damn good.
And it's 1980, so yeah, it was...
Yeah,
there you go.
It was a shit ton of money back then.
Yeah.
Anyway...
I buy you a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good. That's what they call it, the rich man's high.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so that I was modeling men's suits at the time for Lord & Taylor, and then I modeled a couple of men's suits for Saks as well. And then I was offered the opportunity to continue with the May Company, which owned Macy's. Mm. And but I was too interested in studying music and didn't want to give that part of it up, so I didn't.
Which was very smart, because music makes the world go around.
I think so. Yep. Yeah, I think so. Yep. And I don't think I would have made a very good model
as a
career model.
Oh, stop.
So,
did you ever get any deals on the suits? Did they ever give you?
Yes, we actually got... we got 40% discounts from Lord & Taylor, 20% from Saks, but not on the suits. At Saks, we got 20% off of shirts and ties, as I recall. Mm-hmm. And Lord & Taylor actually won one of the suits they did give me. This was back when three-piece suits were
popular. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And so they actually gave me. I got a three-piece suit out of that deal.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, because those are expensive, and everybody needs a nice suit, you know?
Yeah.
But
I wish I could fit into it again.
Well, jeez. Yeah.
You got a fancy suit on now.
Yeah.
Nice blazer and everything.
Came in the blazer. This is
not fancy.
This old thing.
He goes, this is the daily driver.
Yeah, I got this on, you know, Craigslist or something.
Hey, listen, I find my favorite blazers at Goodwill, because... They're perfect. You go in and wear them, you're like, yep, this fits nice.
Yeah.
And everyone loves
dress Colin for prom from Goodwill.
Exactly. Yeah.
Works.
Exactly.
He got Callaway pants for $5.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. The only thing that bothers me in the thrift store is with the underwear section. It's like, why? Don't do that.
I'd have to draw a line.
Yeah, you get the big old whitey tighties there, and you're like, wow, look at this one's brown and white.
Yeah.
If you're buying underwear from Goodwill, you really need to rethink your life choices.
Yeah.
You do.
Like, I know they're overpriced.
Walmart is just down the street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So. Exactly.
I mean, not even as a shop rag. Like, not. I wouldn't even. Nah, man, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Pair of panties, maybe.
No, that's a sniff is free. Buying is different.
Jesus.
Yeah, we went there.
Yeah.
We did.
It's okay. That's what the editing process is.
That's true.
Yeah, there's always a good 15 minutes that get cut out of these things.
Oh, yeah, 100% all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine as well. So.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, when certain people get together, it's inevitable. You know?
I literally told him, I said, now I've known Dr. H a long time. I said, this would go one of two ways. I said, this is either going to be extraordinarily professional. We're going to have, you know, a good talk, great time, good stories. I said, or we're not going to feel feelings.
Yeah.
There you go.
Drink until you don't feel feelings is the best. I love that.
It's one of my favorite games.
So that was my headspace going into it. I was like, I don't care. I know this guy's extremely intelligent and has a lot of stories. I want to get him fucked up.
extremely intelligent might be a bit of a stretch of the imagination, but.
Not at all.
It's okay. You said you were saying you were pretentious earlier. I see you as a sarcastic pretentious.
He's
which
eccentric.
Is one of my favorite people.
I
you know, like
that.
That's funny. When you can have a huge ego and be sarcastic about it is amazing. Because deep down you know it's true, but you play it up with sarcasm.
I like that. I like that.
That's how I am at work.
Honey,
I'm just like, oh, no, it's funny. Yeah. Got to have, you know.
Sorry, nobody's getting all these deep cuts.
Nope.
Old memories popping into my head.
Old. Boy, that's a long. Oh,
that was with Jimmy Tromba. And that was,
Jimmy Tromba's girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was so fucking out of it. She could not tell me her name. That was just, and I had to have fun with that. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you, she was drop dead gorgeous. Okay. So I was having fun with that too. But just to sit there and say, what's your name, dear? And she just, huh?
Oh my gosh.
Your name.
Your name. Can you tell me your name? You know, I don't remember her name.
Like Jessica or
fuck, that was
like
the only question. That was the only question I got right on the ACT, man.
Yeah, at least you took yours. I never took the ACT or the SAT. Yeah. I took the Delta entrance exam. That's what I took.
Yeah.
That was
my guidance counselor was like, do you want to take it twice? Like, you really should. And I was like, no, I'm good. And she was like, are you sure? I was like, no, really, it's fine. I made it the first day. Like, I'm good. I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Whatever's on there is probably generous. So hey,
you know what? I can't wait. Our 10-year reunion is coming up, I think, next year or, you know, in a couple
years
or something.
Yeah, 2 years because my 20 will be in 2 years.
Yeah, so 26.
Right?
So I cannot wait, though, because in my opinion, the way I look at it is a lot of people that were going to do huge things are not.
Standing behind a bar.
Yeah, and I no, hey, hold on. Hey, hold on. Hold on. I can't wait to roll up there. Are you kidding me? They thought I would live up to nothing. And now look at me. I'm
just barely
I'm
above.
Successful. Yeah. No, I'm successful. I'm proud of it.
I know. I'm just
I am proud of it. I got
He's got a successful band.
Yeah, right. I'm in two businesses that I'm a part of. And then the third one, I'm moving up in this company like I'm climbing a ladder. It's ridiculous. I've been there 2 years and I've jumped up four times already.
That's awesome.
Yeah, looking for my fifth promotion soon. So it's, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Because I know the one, my valedictorian I saw the other day when I was shopping at Meijer, and she handed me my cut up deli meats. So, so I was like, see you in 2 years, bitch.
I did that at our I was kind of a prick, and they didn't deserve it. So I apologize. But at our 10-year reunion, I brought my wife, Tiffany, and I was introducing her to people, and all the popular girls were there cluttered, you know. And I walked up and I was like, hey, this is so and so and so and so and so and so. And they were like, no, our names are this, this, and this. And I went, nobody gives a shit. And I walked up.
That's awesome. Yep.
One of the things I love about you.
And then I got hammered and gave the entertainment $20 to let me sing Journey.
No, he said, you're like, let me show these motherfuckers how I can sing.
Great.
And then I'll leave. Yeah. I don't think me and my group of friends are going to hang around long. We're just going to go show off and then leave, you know?
Yeah.
Best way to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Best way to be.
Yeah. Best revenge is success, man.
Exactly. Exactly. When you keep your head down and do the exact things you do, it's just, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And to see where I am now and see these motherfuckers drowning, I'm like, yeah, it's rightfully deserved. You called me a piece of shit in high school, and now look who, you know, love them to death, kind of. You know?
They mean well.
Yeah.
They mean well. They know not what they do.
They're good guys.
They are good guys.
They're good guys.
Oh, yeah. Real great guys. Oh, yeah.
Deep down at heart.
Yeah.
So, we usually like to talk about like bar things here. So when you go to a bar, I mean, we know it, but you like your Woodford Reserve. Now, when they're, when you go to a dive bar, what's your go-to?
It depends on what I'm drinking and who I'm with, because I never drink alone. So if I go to a bar, it's always with someone else.
Mm-hmm. Lush. Mm-hmm.
Well, I never drink alone, so sometimes I have to turn the television on.
Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
There's been a couple times where it's been like you drink a bourbon, watching Bond, and it'll be like,
"Yep."
What are you doing? Drinking bourbon, watching Bond.
Well, there you go.
So see, we're not alone.
Not alone.
Yeah,
Bond and bourbon is great.
We're just a few miles apart, doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
If they have Seagram's, I'll take Seagram's. I'm not much of a beer drinker, but if they have a dark lager, I will.
Oh, really?
I will drink a dark lager.
Nice. Something with taste, something with flavor.
Yes. Yeah. Or I will also, if they happen to have an English porter, I will do a porter.
Oh, okay. Nice. So, all right.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm normally just basic domestic beer drinker, but if I go to a brewery, I experiment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love doing the tap. Fuck, the World Expo of Beer was amazing.
Yeah.
Just walking around. I could find the guy after 15 years, after turning 21, I was finally able to go. Because every weekend, there's always fucking something, or we're gone, or we're working, or we have a wedding, or whatever. So I was finally able to go, and it was awesome. It was like Candyland. It was great. There's so many. You walk around, you hand a little ticket, and they give you a magical new beer.
Yeah.
You're like,
That's very cool.
So they do the same thing in distilleries for bourbon.
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, you pay a little bit more.
Well, when I was going camping, I stopped at a jerky outlet on the way up
there. Sorry, we're Bush Light rich.
I stopped at a jerky outlet, and they had a bourbon tasting.
Yeah.
And I was behind
bourbon
this guy.
Jerky?
Yeah.
Get behind that.
Well, Dennis was telling me, he was behind a guy, and this guy had taken the bourbon tasting. He goes, okay, now give me a taste of that one. She goes, sir, it's the same bottle. And he goes, I want to taste that one. And he's like, I want to taste it. And wouldn't leave. And they gave him another pour. And we're just like, it's the same. And he's like, that's fine. And they walked away. It's like, damn it, he got two.
There you go.
That's how you do it.
Yep. It's like that guy goes into Baskin Robbins and has to try every fucking flavor.
Yep.
Like, he's there every
32,
week.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Is it 32 there?
What's 31.
What's 31. That's what's in the Baskin. Yeah, it's hidden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a Baskin Robbins anymore?
Yeah, it's on Euclid and North Union.
Yep, right next to
Long John Silver's.
Midland. Yeah, it goes Tobacco Store, Baskin Robbins, Little Caesars. It's
Little
fantastic.
Caesars, yeah, it's just a whole
Midlands is gone.
It's a whole row of stomach trauma.
Yeah,
just
it really is.
Yeah, stomach trauma.
Yeah, you got ice cream, Little Caesars, and Long John Silver's, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that is true. Yeah.
You want to lose 10 pounds and feel like you have dysentery. That whole fucking roll. Right?
There you go.
Feel like you had dysentery.
There you go.
Piss out of your asshole the next day.
Yeah. Oh, God, geez, that was this morning. I felt the need to make taquitos at midnight. It did not go well.
No.
It did not
do
go
that.
Well. I've been eating really well. I almost died month, 2 months ago?
So, no, I would say a month.
A month and
ago.
A half-ish. Yeah,
it
a little
was
over
fresh.
A month. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was having a legitimate heart attack. The listeners have heard this before, but I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
So I went to Cracker Barrel and...
That's where it always starts
your,
there.
There's your problem.
Yeah. And I go walk into the car and just this massive pain on my through my chest from my left shoulder down. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is it. This is how I go out. Well, I've lived a good life. So Tiffany takes me to the hospital. They run all the tests and they're like, your heart's fine. You're really good. Your sugar is like 250, though.
Yes!
They're like, are you diabetic? I went, apparently. So,
not a doctor, but I can tell you that. Yeah.
So come to find out, I'm fully, my A1C was 9.2.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I was like, is
way
that bad?
There.
That's like, that's lose your feet and eyesight bad.
Yeah.
I went, that's why my vision goes blurry after.
Yeah.
So, you were Elton John Rocket Man at that point. Fucking A1C was a rocket.
Yeah.
9.2. Yeah.
That's up there.
Yeah.
Nine. Nine is
nine.
Stuck in
rocket. Yeah, there it is. No.
It is not a right angle.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, so I've cut all sugar out. Try to stick to light beers now once a week. And haven't fast food. I think I've had fast food twice in the last month. Like, we've
Beautiful.
Been cooking a lot more, eating whole wheat stuff, and yeah, dropped 20 pounds, feel a lot better.
Good job.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works, you know, if you actually eat good and exercise. Been playing pickleball at lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
I've been an absolute tub of shit recently. But, yep. Like,
are you getting to the point where your bees, you got to bubble your bees?
No, not really. I mean, like, the other
Baby,
day.
I want a bubble bath.
Like, I swear to God, Meyer's like snack aisle is my Achilles heel because
Meyer
like,
snack
be,
aisle,
like
the highest of quality.
Well, the thing is on the way back there's the beer aisle, so I'm like, Robin
have
will have this whole list like looking like something like that, you know. So she's like, okay. And she does it by aisles. Very smart
fuck,
woman.
I feel like
I love
Shaq
her to death.
On the free throw line, man. I'm starting to fucking sweat.
But she goes aisle by aisle. So I go, all right, I'm gonna take a break. I need a break. I get overwhelmed. I'm like, I'm going to go to the beer aisle. She's like, okay, well, in about 15 minutes, I'll be at this aisle. I'm like, perfect. So I'll hit the beer aisle, and then I'll go, and then I'm looking for, and then I take the right turn down the snack aisle. So I come up with a case of beer and like 15 bags of shit. She's like, we can't buy that. And I go, fine. I'll stand in a self-checkout. I was like, I'm not going to walk back and put him back.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him on the bottom of the cart. And then when you pull up, because she does that scan and go, you know, she'll do it on her phone and then just scans her phone and leaves.
Yeah.
And I'll just put him at the bottom of the cart. So she'll like drop me off at the self-checkout.
You go over there with the other commoners.
Yeah, so she's like sitting on the bench after she's done because it takes her like 2 seconds to check out. And I'm standing in line like a little dumbass with my 15 bags of shit and case of beer and taking forever. But, yeah.
I know your struggle.
Yeah.
I know your struggle.
Because you're walking by and you're like, that looks good.
Yeah.
Probably not going to see that again. You know, your old Ruffles barbecue.
That wasn't exactly the struggle I was talking about, but like, I've been married 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah,
thank
you have an anniversary coming up, right?
Nice. November.
Yeah.
40 years.
40
wow.
Years.
40 awesome.
Years.
I diggity damn. Cheers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers
thank
to Barb. She's an amazing woman.
Prost. She is.
Prost.
She is. But she is, she's like your
Robin.
Lady.
Yep.
Robin. She is a very efficient shopper.
Yeah.
And so I don't go with her anymore. I just sit in the car.
You need to give me tips on how to get out of that one.
Well,
I'd love to drop off and come and pick up. I'd love it.
I'll give you the tip. Here's the tip right here. You drag your feet and you say, okay, now what's next? Where do we go? Mm-hmm. And where is that? And you keep asking questions.
You just annoy yourself.
And she
out
gets
of-
so fucking exasperated at you because you don't know where the fuck things are.
Yeah.
She says, just go wait. Just go in the car and wait. Just go sit in the car and wait.
Okay.
There it is. Going,
wow.
I learned that from my dad.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Because my mom would say things, can't you fix this? Can't you do something about mm-hmm. this? Can't you? And my dad would literally fuck it up and never get
never
asked
get
to
asked
do anything
to-
again.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. See, I did that with cooking until I got a Blackstone, and then I love that
thing.
So anything that grills, I'll do. Anything inside the house, she's got. She's got the oven, the air fryer, everything.
Yeah,
down.
You haven't mentioned Philly cheesesteaks in a couple weeks. Here,
well, man. I'm having a Philly cheesesteak bowl. We're getting healthier.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Dump the bread.
The bowls.
Yeah. I'll probably make mine on bread and then put hers in the bowl. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. I've
Tiffany does that. She gets the bowls.
Yeah.
We go to like Moe's and stuff.
Oh.
Fucking love Moe's.
Okay, I got a question
so much
for
flavor.
You.
And it doesn't hurt.
You got Chipotle, Qdoba, and Moe's. What order are you going with?
Probably Qdoba, then Moe's.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Chipotle's like way down here, right?
It is. Yep. Just because I've
had... The chicken gives you the shit, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Absolutely. It's kind of worse than Taco Bell.
It is. It really is.
It gives me a different kind of burn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I haven't had a good experience there, so I just...
Me neither.
Yeah.
I got Qdoba at the top, but we don't have a Qdoba around here, so Moe's is Saginaw, up there, too.
But...
Well, yeah, but...
Midland's got one.
Oh, do they?
They do, and it's very good. I used to live in Midland. I've lived in Midland for about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yep, right. And it was a nice time, except everything closes at 6.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yes, it does.
And I used to get out at 5, so I'd get home. I work in Chesning, so it was an hour away. I'd get home and go... Cool, where do you want to go? And I was like, the only place open is the Bully. So
love go, the Bully.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, the Bully's bully. Great.
So good.
Yep.
The Bully.
The Bully. And no one wants to go to Deckers unless you're playing pool. So
Deckers.
Deckers.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Deckers.
I forced a homeless man to sing karaoke downtown. At Deckers. Yep.
Downtown Midland.
Oh, downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was the
what
bar
am I
that closed.
Oh, I'm thinking of Fritz.
Fritz is on.
Fritz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
over there, but if North you go Point. Out, you're yeah. you're hitting Midland
Fritz
Brewing Company.
Totally changed. It's,
it, well, they oh, got is new it? Owners. They closed down for a little yeah. bit, and then someone else bought them, and they were like, we're bringing the old one back, and then it didn't even
Blind
close.
Chris used, and I used to go there all the time because he lived yeah. in those apartments behind it.
Right.
That was a lot of fun.
Really? So did Chrissy for a while.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
I haven't seen him in forever.
I know he's doing well. He's married now in Birch Run's got a big house and I
well,
don't know what the fuck he does.
It?
But huh?
Did he tell you about his big house or did you see it?
No, he told me about it. What? What?
Well, I just don't know
oh,
if he actually knows
Blind Chris.
I don't know yeah. if he's.
Well,
his.
No, he had his corneal transplant, so he can see now. But
oh,
he
really?
He was forever blind, Chris. So that's just oh. still. Yeah,
I love technology.
Yeah,
I love science. So yeah. I'm not good at it, but I like it, you know?
It's yeah. Amazing. It's like Big Gay Chris, man. I haven't seen that dude in years.
BGC?
Yeah.
He was BGC? A,
yeah, that dude cool. was fucking awesome,
I
man.
Bet he
I
was.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
I'm oh. trying to remember the last time I saw him. I think it was at Delta, so it's been at least
yeah.
10 years, if not more. So.
Yeah. Been getting in touch with people I haven't talked to in a while. I had a good conversation with Richie today. I haven't talked to him in 2-3 years.
Richie.
Richard Pryor Jr.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting married in a few weeks.
Really?
So, yeah, wow. that's super cool. He's wow. down to like 160 pounds. He lost a bunch of weight,
holy
doing
cow.
Really well. Yeah, yeah.
Good
it was it was real nice to catch up with him.
Yeah, cool. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, speaking of all these good friends that I haven't seen in a while, I haven't seen a beer in a week in a while. How about you?
Oh, we didn't get to try the fucking beer.
Yeah.
Let's have our beer of the week.
All right, sounds
Another
good to me.
Another second beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. With you, man.
Beer of the week.
Sure.
Yeah,
I will,
partake.
I will partake.
Anywho. Doesn't matter. You can do the big. Yeah, there you go.
I hope it's dark.
Interested in bangers. This is a new one on me.
Only.
I go, we haven't had that one before, and I just grab it. Thanks to the girls at Ideal Party Store out in Salzburg hooking us up again. We love Ideal, where
go
we get
Ideal.
All of our... Yeah, all our fancy beers from Salzburg and Johnson.
That is a great store.
Oh, yeah. They're such, yeah. And they're real nice people. They're good. I got a kegerator for Christmas a couple years ago, so I get my kegs down there, two-hearted and stuff. And it's been empty for a hot minute here. I need
it
to
really
refill.
Has.
All right, only. This is why we can never do this live.
Well, we try, and then we don't remember it.
Not.
Live.
Because people want us to get trash live, and it's terrible.
No, we would get canceled instantly if this was live. All right, only interested in bangers from Hop Butcher for the World, microbrewery in Chicago, Illinois.
Ooh.
It is an 8% ABV, double imperial IPA. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's warm. It's warm. I feel like it would
it's
be a little better
warm.
If it was colder, but it is good.
I kind of like that warm. It's citrusy.
It's citrusy.
Yeah, that's not bad.
What is that?
That's not bad. I will. Oh, it disappeared.
Oh, it's a double IPA. Okay, 8%.
This kind of reminds me of a summer ale.
Mm-hmm. I'll give it a 4. 4 out of 5.
I'm going to give that about a 3.25.
There you go.
Yeah, not bad.
Out of 5, what would you give it?
You better.
Out of 5, not knowing your scale, I would probably go with a 4.
4?
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, good. So
nice.
you would get a glass.
Yeah, yeah. I would.
You wouldn't be mad if you got a full glass.
Do you use Untappd? You ever? I guess you don't taste beers.
It depends upon the bar, because some bars have really good stuff on tap.
They really
and some
do.
Don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on where it is. So there's a couple of bars, like, for example, in Petoskey,
Yeah.
Miller Street Pub.
Yeah.
Excellent beer on tap.
Oh, I love it.
Really good. Yeah. So
they have a lot or just good selection?
They have a lot, actually. Do they? And they also have a good selection on top of
and
that.
And their food's great.
Their food is very good. Then if you go over to...
You get the Beard Brewery, Beard Co. down the street.
Next block over is City Park Grill. They also have a wonderful bar
I've
there.
I've heard good things about the City Park
Grill.
Really
good food.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's
is that the Jazz Place that's kind of like Gatsby's on the inside?
I guess. I wouldn't call it like... Well, yeah, okay, the bar area is very much like Gatsby's.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, Tiffany and I went there last time. God, it's been since 2019 since I've been to Petoskey.
My jazz combo has played there before.
Oh, nice.
And they've had several bands play there. They've got a postage size.
Jazz and Petoskey, there's a last call story.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to get into that later. Holy fuck. Well, actually.
I got a question. Before we get into the last calls, but speaking of like bands you played with, you've played out of state and anything like that.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite spot you've ever played at? What was like it was a venue, a festival, what was the most?
Okay. All right. Honest, this is 100% spot on. Pinnacle of my career was when my choirs performed at Porsche Castle in Spital an der Drau in Österreich in Austria.
Wow.
It'll never I'll never be able to top that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an amazing experience, not just for myself, but also for the choirs.
Way to do that after I left.
You were invited on that.
I know. I didn't. I was poor. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've been. Jim Holmeyer has invited me like three times to go to Prague and go to travel. And he's like, you know, it's only $5,000. I'm like, cool, dude. Like, I might get gas this week. I don't know. You know? But yeah.
It is expensive.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually not bad. Like, the price wasn't bad for the travel. I couldn't.
When you think about what all is included, that's round trip airfare, ground transportation.
Yeah. It's really
hotel,
not.
That's you pay that and you're fine. Yeah.
But the way the school worked it out, they gave us some grant money, which was nice for the students. And then the students paid bit by bit over time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was cool. But yeah, as far as my favorite venue, there's two places in Germany that we went to, and one of them was the Dom Cathedral, which was just outside of Salzburg, I believe. And it was just an amazing experience. It's
over by the Family Video on Salzburg.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Stop you go. It.
But yeah, those would be my, and there's been places in the States, of course, that I've also been, like we went to St. John's.
Yeah, St. John the Divine. And we played at Carnegie Hall with the New York Chamber Orchestra and four members of the Met. Like, that was fucking wild. Yeah. That was my greatest. That was the pinnacle of my life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it was sweet for me to sit in the audience and listen to my choirs being, you know, featured. But when we went to St. John the Divine, it was...
He was being director cuckolding somebody else.
Oh, yeah. basically. Watching someone else out. Yes. Keep going.
Yeah.
Count that beat off again.
You know what? I don't even remember what it was.
He's got the BPMs.
He was from Mountain something, sand something out in California.
Oh, Yeah.
They had a really good bass. They had a real bass.
They did.
Not the Kmart version that I was. Yeah.
Jesus. You were a fantastic.
I'm a lyrical baritone, and he's like, hit these pedal tones. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. He's like, no, like this. And he can actually hit them. And I was like,
Mount Carmel?
Something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, those were some great experiences for me. And then a few years after that, my chamber choir performed at St. Paul the Apostle in New York, which is another prestigious church. And
I visited that when we were down there.
It's a great place.
Oh, really?
Place.
Cool.
Yep.
But we did Whitaker's, Eric Whitaker's.
Water Night? Or
no, Leonardo.
Leonardo.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great, that's a wild piece.
It's fun to sing.
It's crazy.
See, I like those very challenging pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I was always big into the challenges because I was a band kid and a choir kid.
Yeah.
So our choir teacher, fantastic, John Vandenboom, he was very good at at teaching, but he had a very hard time because most of the people that were in our choir were also in band. Right. So he never really had to work out rhythms and notes.
Yeah.
But the kids that were only in choir, he was like, oh, tear the hair out of my head. Like, this is...
This singers six, can't count.
Yeah, exactly. Well, drummers can't read music, so how you doing?
I can Play only it. Count to four. I can only count to four.
Let the bodies at the floor.
Yeah. No, we had the horses back in the day, man. That was phenomenal. We had some amazing talent to be able to pull off those pieces. The Mozart Requiem is another one of my favorite memories.
We had a full orchestra for that.
Dude, like, Josh and I were legitimately crying during the Lacrimosa trying to sing. Like, it moved you so much. It was crazy.
Oh, I love those pieces.
That was a good time. That was early in my career. So it was nice to be able to offer that. And my dad had just passed away that year.
Oh, that's right.
And so that whole concert was dedicated to the memory of my dad.
Oh, wow.
Which was nice. But yeah, we had a 32-piece orchestra that came from Central, and they were fantastic.
Awesome.
They were just amazing.
Great.
So,
yeah.
In fact, some of the recordings are still up
on
Facebook,
YouTube or on Facebook. Okay.
On Facebook. Nice.
Heck yeah.
Well, that's
awesome. You guys got to go there. Go to the
DSERA is pretty cool.
Yeah. You got to go to the Delta Choral, Delta Choirs.
Delta College Choirs.
Yeah. Delta College
that's
Choirs
the,
on Facebook.
The group page.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That was, it's wild. And we had to perform, all the performances were in the lecture theater.
Nice.
And that's, I know we talked about it on a different podcast. We were like, man, if you won the
lottery. Superb.
Well, and that's the thing. You were like, if you won the lottery, you got $500 million or whatever, what would you do with it? And we were like, I'd pay off my parents' debts, whatever. And I was like, dude, I would build a legitimate auditorium named the Dr. Tim Hendrickson Auditorium.
he
no,
did
I swear
say
to
that.
God.
That
if you listen back to the episode, that's literally one
That'd
of my
be
dreams.
Sweet.
That would
That'd
be so,
sweet.
Because you built that program out of fucking nothing. Into something that has traveled the world and, had all these, it brought people in. You were able to gain funding. You were able to gain attention of pretty prominent members in the community. I mean, you've done an amazing job.
You really have.
And just
Thank you.
Seriously, the people, the lives you've touched, it's amazing.
And then there was COVID.
Oh, no.
Wasn't the COVID the stop for everybody.
Yeah. That was the last time I sang with you. We did that winter Christmas concert, COVID virtual Christmas concert thing.
Yep. That was.
I remember hearing about that.
COVID nearly killed us, but in fact, just to show you,
literally, no.
Well, no, seriously, yeah. This past winter semester was the first time Jazz Singers has been back. Normally, Delta has three ensembles that run every semester, and this we have only had chamber for the past 2 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
And this last winter semester we had chamber and jazz. So it's been a great thing because it's we're slowly sort of creeping back up, which I'm very, very grateful for. It's just kind of odd how things turned out because I announced auditions for both ensembles back in the fall and no one signed up for auditions for Jazz Singers. Not a soul.
Oh, no.
And I had 18 people audition.
For Chamber?
For Chamber, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we used to have to struggle to get Chamber.
Oh, yeah?
It would be like one on each part. We'd have
There'd
four.
Be like 30 people trying to get into jazz, and I wouldn't be able to fit everybody in. But, I'm encouraged and hopeful that it will continue to grow and come back because – I'm getting that age, and I'll be retiring probably within the next, 5 to 8 years.
Woo!
So
get in now because I have no idea how the next person's going to be able to follow.
Yeah.
Seriously,
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to see the program destroyed or canceled. And it's not that Delta would cancel it. Delta's
been
fantastic.
It's just being able to find somebody who can do it.
It's just, not just that, but if the momentum slows down, it's hard for them to attract anybody. If you come into a program that's kind of, on the skids, and then we've got somebody brand new at SVSU who's doing SVSU and the Midland Center for the Arts choirs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, neat.
So same person.
Jim's not doing them anymore then?
Nope, Jim isn't there. Matt Travis is there, but Matt Travis moved up into a more administrative level position. Jim is retired.
Oh, okay.
But he is still.
I was going to say, it's about time. Poor guy. Like,
he's still doing adjudicating, as am I. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We're clinicking, and sometimes we'll run into each other.
That's what we do to our last call story. You'll have a score at the end.
Yeah. No. That's awesome.
Oh, are you sticking around for a second show?
I will if you want. Sure.
Hell yeah.
Wonderful.
Right. Yeah, if you're able to.
All right. Well, okay. we'll skip right into the last call.
Yeah, let's
call,
get into the last calls. Da-dang, dang, dang, da-dang.
Dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
So, last call, we like to do a fun drunken memory.
Yeah.
And I know.
I like how we literally have nothing.
Yeah,
right,
it has last call blank. But I'll start this one out just so we can kind of feel out how it can go. I don't have the best last call story today, but I had something fun that I did this weekend.
Yeah.
I went up to the Rifle River and I played our first gig as Chapter 4. So
yeah.
I used to be in a band called Winter Haven Motel, and some things happened. We had lost our bassist.
They
we
had
brought
some
a new
rebranding.
Bassist in. We did a rebrand. We have a different tone
creative
now. And we went to go show it off.
Okay.
And it went very, very well.
Good.
We have some new covers. We have a couple of new originals, and then we played all of our old originals. And these people are family friends. We did a private show up there, and they just were mind-blowing how different we are, but yet the same. It was kind of cool. So
yeah.
Saturday night. Saturday was hotter than a bitch. And it was, you know, just scorcher all day.
I had sweat rolling down the crack of my ass.
I really did, dude. So
it's fun to play in that condition.
Oh, it really is too. Yeah. So and we were in
it's
kind
one of
a,
the joys that
yeah.
we have.
Oh yeah,
musician.
Almost dying. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
hell yeah.
So
oh,
yeah,
especially as a drummer.
So I had to switch all my heads. I bought new heads, you know, because I do that about once a year. I do a fresh reset, you know. So I got all new heads on the kit, and I'm switching those earlier, and I break a sweat doing that. And then I break a sweat drinking because, you know, you got to fucking you got to crack one while you're camping. And we're just having a great time. It's like, hey, after dinner, Chapter 4 is going to be on. Everyone fucking goes nuts. So Eric did his thing. Eric and John did their thing before dinner. Then we have this banging like potluck dinner.
There you go.
So I get full as fuck. And then I'm like, why did I do that? Like, I got
to
go play a show.
I got to
go play a 2.5 hour fucking show.
I have to go wiggle for fucking 2 hours.
Another one of the joys.
Yeah, you're right. So I sit down. I'm like, oh, this is a terrible idea. I never felt comfortable the whole gig. Played a fantastic show until intermission. And the song right before intermission is usually the song that I have Dennis dump a beer down my throat. So he walks back there and he goes, where is it? And I was like, don't you fucking think about it, like while I'm playing. And he just walks back up. We have a great time, blah, blah, blah. Finish out the show, and then we're getting, like, congratulated. So John is gearing up. Dennis and Mason both pass the fuck out. They go to bed immediately.
Perfect.
It's like the show that whooped him out. We sit around the fire. We're getting going. We're getting going.
Yeah.
Me and John walk across the street, blah, blah, blah. By the time I remember anything happening was Smigs. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, it's time to go to bed. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You're still by the fire.
What night was this?
Saturday.
Oh,
I was the only one by the fire sleeping in a chair.
Nice.
There was like 45 people up there. and I remember there at least being like 25 of them by the time I last remember anything.
Up, and just you and the skaters.
I fell asleep, yeah. Yep, got mauled too. Oh my gosh, my leg looks like a fucking 13-year-old's face when they hit puberty. Like, it's terrible, just bumps everywhere. But yeah. So that was my last call story. It's like, yeah, wake up and it's like, oh shit, it is time for bed. Yeah. But yeah, fun night.
Yeah.
Just getting drunk after the hype of a show. You know that feeling when you step off stage and you feel so great. You're like, I just killed it. I'm going to party all night. Yeah, my party ended soon because I fell asleep by the fire. But
so it happens, man. You start to get older and you're like, all right, I can't fucking keep going.
It felt like a work day. It was weird.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I know.
When your fun hobbies start feeling like work, that gets scary. Like,
yes, it does.
It does.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. So
this is not work.
No, this is not work.
No.
This is, this is fun.
Yeah. Hobby. What's a fun drinking story that you have? Something, what's past the statute of limitations? You know, you got...
We could take the DR out of it. You don't have to be a doctor for this one.
Well,
just leave the D.
Did you want me to just leave the D?
I'm going to talk about Petoskey.
All right.
Well, we'll talk about Petoskey. So that's why I wanted to at least have a you story.
There's one Petoskey story that I could share, that is kind of hilarious.
Okay.
And
was I there?
No.
Okay.
No. This was with someone else.
You were cheating on me?
I was cheating on you.
I just remembered your chalet story out of the hot tub. Sorry. But anyway, we can leave that.
That was.
Sorry. That just
that
popped.
Was different.
Literally, that image that just different. Popped in my fucking
I was pantsless for that. This was not a pantsless story.
Okay.
I was fully clothed.
Okay.
But I'm sitting at a bar with a friend in Petoskey, and he said, "Have you ever had a car bomb?" And I said, "No," and I had no idea what they were. And I'm a poor little white guy. I very sheltered life. You know, bourbon is my drink, and so anyway, he orders Irish car bombs, and he says, "Now you got to drink it really quickly, because the milk will
curdle." Yeah, that's
So I did. And I was like, damn, that just tastes like chocolate milk, right? I was like, that's fucking awesome. So three Irish car bombs later.
Three.
Awesome.
I am sitting at this bar, and I'm looking at this clock
on the wall. At it.
Yeah. And I'm like, the hands haven't moved the entire time I've been sitting here. What the fuck is going on? And I was kind of hitting on this waitress that was there, even though I'm a married man and there's no way in hell that this waitress is going to be interested in me. But anyway.
Exactly.
I was, being nice to her. We were talking. And so I thought, this clock's broken. And so excuse me, just a moment. She says, what's the problem? I said, your clock, it's busted. And she says, that's a calendar.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Holy shit. Yep. Yeah, no more car bombs for you.
No more car bombs for me.
That's a calendar. What kind of fucking clock do you usually look at?
Well, who has a fucking calendar in the shape of a clock behind their bar?
Oh, that was perfect.
These people.
That's a calendar.
Yes.
Have you looked at this one before?
I have not. But now that I'm looking at it, I need that for my bar.
My grandpa used to have one like that at the railroad.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The reverse clock.
Bar. Yep. Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it trips you up.
Yeah.
But wasn't there a reason that they actually had clocks like that at one time and they had a mirror?
It's when they discovered dyslexia.
No, it's if you could tell the time, you can go home.
You can drive
home.
I like that.
Yeah.
if you can tell the time, you can drive home. That's
there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Works for me, man. Mm-hmm. Works for me.
So speaking of Petoskey.
Oh, shit.
I can't wait for this duel.
We used to have the jazz choirs, and the jazz choirs would perform yearly in February around Valentine's Day for Love That Sweet Jazz Festival.
Okay.
And that was always a blast. It was a lot of fun, except the year he made me bring my sax, and he played really well, and then I sounded like...
He did not.
I sounded like a drunken toucan.
And it was wonderful.
Like he's the biggest hypocrite about himself. He could play an amazing show, and he's like...
Just a fucking wounded Canada goose.
No, it was...
Fuck-ass geese.
Bitch ass, that was Shelby. Shelby, we had my daughter on one night. She's like, "These bitch ass, fuck ass geese walking out my way." Anyway.
I haven't heard anyone else use the phrase "fuck ass." That was my phrase. I used to say it all the time.
Fuck ass.
Stupid fuck ass.
You'd love his daughter.
Oh yeah, Shelby's great.
I don't think I've ever met your daughter.
No, we adopted her just a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, she's a sophomore out at Western Michigan now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, not Western High School.
No, Western Michigan.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nurse practitioner.
Awesome.
Super smart.
Yeah, she got a full ride medallion.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's
she's
amazing.
Awesome. She's real
that
cool.
That is amazing.
So, Petoskey.
Oh, shit.
We always I always got to stop. Even Tiffany gets so upset. Well, not upset, but she's just like, why? Why do you have to go here? I was like, because it's fucking Scooby's. I got to go to Scooby's to get my beer. It's tradition. I was like, you don't fuck with tradition. We always stay at the presidential suite in Petoskey. Mm-hmm. Marsha, right?
Nancy.
Nancy.
You're talking about the manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nancy.
Well, I've called her Marsha for 20 years. Is it Nancy?
Big,
I've literally said Marsha so many times. She's just been nice, okay?
She was very nice
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
And you fucked up her name constantly.
Yep, yeah. She's no, like, she was really nice.
I fucking hate this kid. That's what she said every
But
time.
We'd stay at the Holiday Inn Express, you know, and so we'd do the concert. We'd perform the concert, and then we go have dinner somewhere, Applebee's or... B-dubs or something. Yeah. We went to Papio's, right?
Papa Lou's.
Papa Lou's that Papa one Lou's. Time. Yeah, that was great.
Right next to Martha's or Marsha's.
Yeah. Samsonite. I was way off. So we got to go to Scooby's to get our beer, and I'd always bring an extra suitcase that I could load all the beer in because I didn't want to be seen bringing in cases of booze and beer into the hotel. But we'd go in the hot tub, we'd hang out, you know, had a great time, then we'd go back up to the room. And we'd start drinking and playing games and everything and playing like beer pong or waterfall. And we're having a grand old time. And you're going to have to help me because I don't know exactly how it happened. But at one point, Sam broke a door.
Yes. What? Like a hotel, like door to door?
Like a door.
Like a thick-ass door?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Sam and his, at the time, girlfriend were continuously in a state of turmoil. It was at some points comical, at some points frightening, and everything in between. But this was one of these nights where he was trying to be... himself, which I'm going to let that just kind of sit there for a minute.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend at the time did not care for how he was behaving. So they got into a big, huge fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm, as the director, I'm trying to keep everything together.
The peace.
Yeah.
But I'm blasted out of my mind. So, you know, part of me is like, go, fucking go for it, just go. And the rest of me is like, fuck.
Don't make me be a part of this.
I'm gonna have to pay for this.
Yeah. So anyway, he got really, really pissed at her, and I was standing there. I think Craig was with us because
that was the time Craig sang. Came because
like
yeah.
Craig
yeah
like Craig
mm-hmm. yeah because nice. He almost died because we ate that chili at the
man with onions and
he had to sit the concert out eating an entire box of Benadryl in the dark in the back
standing there going
yeah
and I'm like what's going on
Lassie
is there onions in that chili there's a whole lot of onions in that chili
onions to him are like chicken to me.
I know yeah I knew that.
So yeah, that was the night Craig almost died.
Yeah. He did.
That's fucking wild.
But anyway, Sam was so pissed. He's pounding literally with all his might on this door I always stayed in an executive suite. So there was a living room and then a bedroom. Yeah. Okay. So he's pounding on the bedroom door and he just punched a hole right. And I don't know, you know, this is pretty substantial material.
Yeah.
Hotel door. Not a chintzy. Yeah.
Right through it.
Oh.
And and so then now he and I are having words because he's
caused damage. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was that was a bad time because the next day, the next morning, I had to have a meeting. At that time, I was the conductor of the Little Trevor Squirrel Society.
Okay.
And I had a meeting with their board, their executive board, because we were discussing the future concert season and so forth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm good friends with Nancy, who is the manager of this hotel.
Yeah. Marsha's great.
Yeah. She's fantastic. It's kind of like, anyway. So, yeah, I thought, what the fuck am I going to do? Because we're going to get charged for this fucking door. It's got to be like an $800 door.
Right, yeah.
So I thought we're going to have to explain this because they're going to find out about it. So I called Sam just after this meeting, and I said, Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get some ice. I want you to wrap it up in a towel, and I want you to hold it over your eye. And I want you to go down to the desk, and I want you to tell them that you ran into that door, and you put your head through it, and that's what caused that that hole.
Yeah.
I never knew this. Holy shit.
Well, there's only one problem with it. The hole was like 9 feet off the ground.
So he jumped into it.
So
what the fuck are you saying?
The coffee table's broken too. Is that,
oh my god, what a mess.
So he goes, yeah, he's got this meeting, he's got this stuff, everything. We go down, we have we didn't have breakfast. What the fuck we were doing? We were walking down to leave or something.
We had breakfast.
Well, we were gonna go to breakfast at Southwoods.
Yeah,
we did. Yeah. Yeah, but before this, so we're heading towards the elevator. We open the elevator, and there is Kyle, butt-ass naked, asleep in the elevator.
Oh, my God.
There is a family, mom, a dad, and two little children coming down the hallway. What? We grab Kyle, and we kind of huddle him.
Yeah.
And, like, past the family, saying nothing, and then you start to hear the children start, what is that?
What is that?
Yeah, we had to fucking huddle Kyle back to the
like the Secret Service's ass.
Yeah, back to the room. He passed out fucking naked.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how long he was in there. I don't know if anybody in the night was just like, all right, and stepped over him.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. And the only reason I know this.
Did anybody say anything?
Well, no, because, okay, he came knocking on my door at, like, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the morning.
So you were the cause of this.
That's right. It's all my fault.
You were like,
but
he
said, H, can I sleep in here? And I said, absolutely not.
Oh, no.
I said, you got a room. We all paid for rooms.
Yeah.
You go back to your own. But they threw me out. I said, why did they throw you out? And he just shut up. He just wouldn't say anything. And I thought, okay, you've obviously done something that you shouldn't have done.
Warrants you being thrown out.
Right. So I said, no, you cannot sleep here. I said, you can probably go down to the lobby and crash on a couch down there. I said, but you cannot come in here and sleep. No. And it wasn't the fact. He could have slept on the couch in the living room part, but there was somebody already sleeping on the couch.
Oh, okay.
And he wouldn't sleep in my bed.
Yeah. He's like,
no.
Yeah, he's like, can we just spoon?
That's not happening.
Knocks on the door butt-ass naked. Can I sleep in?
Oh, yeah. Was he naked when he came?
He was fully clothed at that time.
Awesome.
But
where did his clothes go?
In the elevator.
No, his clothes were down the hall.
Oh, shit. I don't remember that.
Yeah. I walked out. And I see this pile of clothes, and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? What's going on? All these clothes are sitting here. And I thought, oh, well, maybe somebody took them off and then went to the pool last night when they weren't supposed to because the pool closed at 11.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's where his clothes were. Why he took them off?
Yeah, no
that's
idea.
That's a mystery. Why he ended up in the elevator is another mystery.
Like
he probably went down
to sleep on the couch but never made it.
Yeah.
And it could be. It could be he crawled in the elevator again, naked. Why? I can't fathom. Wouldn't want to fathom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. That was wild. That was absolutely crazy. Holy hell. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. What's the? Go ahead and plug. Do you have any events coming up or your podcast or anything?
Sure. Late July, there will be an IHU 101. That's the name of the podcast.
Okay.
And we will be featuring over the course of 5 weeks, we'll be featuring five different artists. And one of them is Roland Wallace, who's a great bass, upright bass player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think actually Brad DeRoche is on this segment too. He was on my last one. So
have you had Wendell on?
That's like I should invite him up for that.
Dude, I would love to have Wendell on this show.
I really
That'd be
should.
Crazy.
He would do it too. He'd be awesome.
He's one of the greatest composers alive. This dude's wild.
Fantastic jazz pianist.
Yeah. Oh yeah, amazing.
Yeah, he plays circles around me.
Yeah.
No, but Wendell's Wendell literally said to me last time I saw him, he's like, no, he goes, don't let him fucking talk shit. He goes, Dr. H is inhuman.
Wendell.
He goes, he can read open score. Nobody can do that. Like, how the fuck, what type of machinery do you have in your head to be able to read open score? He's like, yeah. So I'm nothing compared to him. That's what
Which
he said. It was at your
true.
House.
It's not true.
Yeah.
He is an amazing musician.
He really is, though. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Great guy. Well, cool. Well, thanks again, everybody. Check out 989.network, bbbbabble.com. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.